ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16, King Chitraketu meets the Lord. You all can repeat. Atmananda nubhutyaiva nyasta shakta shakta. स्ते अनंतरु मूर्तये आत्मानंदानुभूत्यैव नस्तशक्त्युर्मये नमः। ऋषिकेशाय महते नमस्ते अनंतमूर्तये। आत्मानन्दानुभूत्यैव नस्तशक्तिर्मये नमः। ऋषिकेशाय महते नमस्ते अनंतमूर्तये। ऋषिकेशाय महते अनंतमूर्तये आत्मानंदानुभूत्यैव नस्तशक्त्युर्मये नमः। ऋषिकेशाय महते नमस्ते अनंतमूर्तये। माताजीस् आत्मानन्दाय मुक्त्यैव न्यस्तशक्तिर्मये नमः। ऋषिकेशाय महते नमस्ते अनंतमूर्तये। वर्ड वर्ल्ड ट्रांसलेशन। आत्मानंद ऑफ योर पर्सनल ब्लिस अनुभूत्या बाय परसेप्शन एव सर्टनली न्यस्त गिवन अप शक्तिर्मये द वेव्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर नमः रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस ऋषिकेशाय अंटू द सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर ऑफ द सेंसेस महते अंटू द सुप्रीम नमः रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस ते अंटू यू अनंत अनलिमिटेड मूर्तये हूज एक्सपेंशंस। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Perceiving your personal bliss, you are always transcendental to the waves of material nature. Therefore, my Lord, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. You are the supreme controller of the senses, and your expansions of form are unlimited. You are the greatest and therefore I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. This verse analytically differentiates the living entity from the Supreme Lord. The form of the Lord and the form of the conditioned soul are different because the Lord is always blissful, whereas the conditioned soul is always under the threefold miseries of material world. The Supreme Lord is Satchidananda Vigraha. He derives Ananda, bliss, from his own self. The Lord's body is transcendental, spiritual, but because the conditioned soul has a material body, he has many bodily and mental troubles. The conditioned soul is always perturbed by attachment and detachment, whereas the Supreme Lord is always free from such dualities. The Lord is the supreme master of all the senses, whereas the conditioned soul is controlled by the senses. The Lord is the greatest, whereas the living entity is the smallest. The living entity is conditioned by the waves of material nature, but the Supreme Lord is transcendental to all actions and reactions. The expansions of the Supreme Lord's body are innumerable. Advaitam, Achyutam, Anadi, Anantarupam. But the conditioned soul is limited to only one form. From history we learn that a conditioned soul by mystic power can sometimes expand into 8 forms. But the Lord's bodily expansions are unlimited. This means that the bodies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead have no beginning and no end, unlike the bodies of the living entities. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goradvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So this is the chapter King Chitraketu Meets the Lord. And today's this purport gives, as Prabhupada says, it analytically differentiates the living entity from the Supreme Lord. So this kind of differentiation is very much important for the conditioned soul to know, so that he can take shelter of the Lord. Because there are two types of ignorance on part of conditioned soul. First is that he doesn't know that he is spirit soul. He thinks that he is body. That is first ignorance. And second ignorance is, sometimes he may know that he is spirit soul, but then he doesn't understand the difference between soul and super soul. He feels that soul and super soul, they are same only. So these are two major ignorances. conditioned soul may have. So, to dissipate that ignorance, Lord comes and Lord sends the scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam. So here, this difference is given. First word, no, the word he says, this is the Narad Muni instructing King Chitraketu. He has given the mantra to chant in previous verse. Om Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dhimahi Pradyumnaya Nuruddhaya Namah Sankarshanaya Cha Namo Vijnana Matraya Paramananda Murtaye Atma Ramaya Shantaya Nivrutta Dvaita Drushtaye. So, that was a mantra given by Narad Muni to Chitraketu so that he can perfect his life by chanting that name. And which Chitraketu did it in very short time. Just 1 week of time, he perfected his spiritual practices just by chanting this mantra regularly, attentively, with proper devotion under the guidance of Narad Muni. And then he became one of the chief amongst the higher planets. So, here in this verse, Narad Muni is describing about the Lord as Atma Ananda. That is, he is self-satisfied. He derives pleasure from himself because he is spiritual by nature. Because he is spiritual by nature, he doesn't depend on someone else that he has to acquire happiness. Of course, the living entities all also Satchidananda. They are also full of bliss. But then, when they identify with matter, then they are bound by matter. And then in that case, they try to depend on matter for their enjoyment. But here, the Lord is described as Atma Ananda. That he doesn't require any assistance for his pleasure. Like here also we see in this diorama, Lord Vishnu is lying and Lakshmiji is serving the Lord. But we see when Lord has to do some creation, do some work, he doesn't require anyone's assistance. When he has to create a son, which is Lord Brahma, he doesn't require even Lakshmi Devi. What to speak of conditioned souls. So, he can create, he can maintain, he can annihilate, and his all activities go on without depending on anyone else. So, that is the supremacy of Lord's pastimes and his personality. And then he says, Atma Anandanu Bhutyeva Nyasta Shakta Shaktyur Maye Namaha. That is beyond the Shakti of this world. Generally, the people in this world, they are bound by so many material laws, material miseries, but Lord is beyond that. And then he says, Rishikeshaya Mahate. Because he is Rishikesh. Rishikesh means he is the master of the senses. Rishika means senses. And Rishika Ish, that is Rishikesh, means master of the senses, that is the Lord. In conditioned state, a living entity thinks that he is Rishikesh. He has the senses, 5 Gyanendriyas, 5 Karmendriyas. And then he thinks that he is the master of all these 10. And he wants to enjoy in this material world. But then, for his greatest embarrassment and frustration, he falls always short of gaining that experience of knowledge and happiness. So here he says Rishikeshaya, that Lord is actually the master of the senses, and then the senses has to be used in Krishna's service for Krishna's pleasure, and being the subordinate, we also get our quota of serving the Lord in terms of pleasure. So, a conditioned soul, by nature he is supposed to serve the Lord. And then in that natural state he is very peaceful and satisfied. So here this difference, when we understand about the Lord and about us, then there is a tendency, or the emotions they come, which impels us to take shelter of the Lord. Otherwise, to the degree we think that, okay, Lord is Satchidananda, I am also Satchidananda, then there is no need for me to take shelter. But when I understand Lord is Mahate, He is very great, and He can give me so many things, then I can take shelter of the Lord. As the Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes this very beautiful song, this Gopinath. So he says, as here also it comes, Namaste Anantamurtaye. Anantamurtaye means he takes varieties of unlimited forms for the benefit of conditioned souls in material world. You know, he comes as Dashavatar, then he comes as unlimited Leela avatars, then Yuga avatar. He keeps coming. Bhagavatam describes that this incarnation of the Lord are countless. You can't count them. Like the waves on the river. So many waves. So here, these acharyas, they talk about in surrender, mood. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, says this. Gopinath sakalito maramaya nahi mama bala jnana sunirmala swadhinana heye kaya Gopinath. So he says, nahi mama bala jnana sunirmala, that my dear Lord, you are very great, you have great strength, but I don't have any strength. And he said, swadhina nahe mama kaya, that this my body even, which I consider myself, that itself is not under my control. Jai Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Shri Gaunitai ki. So, he says that swadhina nahe ekaya, that this body itself is not under my control. Generally, when we are young, we think that his body is under control. But slowly, slowly, after age grows, generally they say that people become wiser, as they more grow. So then we come to know that this body is not under my control. Some small thing happen here, there, I have to run around here, there, take care of that body. So even this body is not under my control. And where is the question, the Lord is controlling the whole universes. Where is the question of any, comparison? And then he says, Gopinath niyata charanasthana mageye pamara kandiya kandiya korohe karuna dana Gopinath. So that is the second natural consequences of understanding the difference between the Lord and us. When we understand Lord is great, He is Vibhu, He is unlimited. And then we are Anu, we are very small. So then immediately this feeling comes that okay, let me take shelter of the great, so that I also can be benefited. And then he says, Gopinath, tumi to sakali paro, durjane tarite, tomara shakati, ke ache papirara. So, after knowing the position of the Lord, one becomes humble in front of the Lord and His devotees, and he says, tumi to sakali paro, you can do anything in this world, which I cannot. I want to do, but I cannot. Durjane tarite tomara shakati. He says, you have a great power to deliver all the miscreants. And he says, who is more miscreant, no, than me. Ke ache papir aro. That there is no one else than me who is more sinful. So please deliver me also. Please keep me as a priority in your list of whom you are going to deliver. Because my situation is very bad. And then he says, Gopinath, tumi kripa parabara, jivera karane asiya prapanche, lila koilo suvistara. So he says, Gopinath, tumi kripa parabara. There is no end to your mercy. It's unlimited. That's why he says Kripa Sindhu. So Sindhu means the ocean. But even the ocean has some limit. But the Lord's Kripa has no limit. Specifically, when understand that I am fallen, then one feels that if the Lord has a limitation, then that mercy will not come to me. Because I am so far from the Lord. But whatever far distance you may be from the Lord, Lord's mercy can still flow to us. Because it is unlimited. So that's why he says, Gopinath, tumi kripa para bara. And then he says, jivera karane asiya prapanche lila koilo suvistara. That jivera karane, that for the benefit of conditioned souls, you do this lila koilo suvistara. That you do this expansions, different pastimes, so that people will be attracted. And then one becomes purified and go back to spiritual world. So here also he says that Anantamurtaye means that he takes on different forms. The Lord's taking different forms, like we have the Purusha avataras, then we have different avataras. All these avataras Lord takes, that is synonyms to the Lord's merciful nature to the conditioned souls of this world. There is no other reason for Lord's avatara, because Lord is very happy in spiritual world. He don't have to come to material world. Neither he has to take so much of planning and so much of different incarnations and leelas. He can just forget that this soul has forgotten me. So get lost. Be there. Learn by yourself, and if you want to come, you come. But Lord doesn't say like that. Lord says that no problem, because you are my part and parcel. I love you, and I show my love to you by being with you always. Even in difficulties. So jivera karane asiya prapanche lila koilo suvistara. That he performs his pastimes, his expansions, just for the sake of conditioned souls. And we can see also in our life how Lord comes in different forms. He personally comes, like 500 years back, he came at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, started this movement, and then inundated the whole world with Hare Krishna, which is the only means in this Kali Yuga for deliverance. And then he comes at Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, Krishne swadhamopagate dharma jnana adibhisaha kalau nashta dushamesha puranarko dhunoditaha. That when Krishna goes to the spiritual world back, 5000 years back, then there is great crisis in terms of dharma. But then that crisis is solved by appearance of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna himself appearing after his personal departure. So Krishna comes in different ways to deliver fallen souls. And that's why Prabhupada took it so seriously to write Srimad Bhagavatam and books related to Srimad Bhagavatam and distribute very profusely. So here he says, because this word comes Rishikesha. Rishikesha means the master of the senses. So these books they describe the process by which we can please the Lord. When we are pleasing the Lord by the process, then that becomes an meeting point of Lord's mercy and the devotees. So, he goes on ahead in another Vaishnava song. He says, Gopinath, Anatha dekhiya more, tumi Rishikesha Rishikadamiya, tarohe sansruti ghore, Gopinath. So he says, I am like Anath. I have left out the master. And now my situation is very bad. So please pick me up from this sansruti ghore. This material world is very dangerous place. And he says, Tumi Rishikesha Rishikadamiya. My senses and mind are running around all over the place, always distracting me. But then you are Rishikesh, you can control. So you please, I take shelter at your feet so that you can control my mind and senses. And then he says, Gopinath, Galaya legeche fasa, Krupa si dhori bandhana chediya, Vinod karohe dasa. So he says, Galaya legeche fas. This material world, the desires and ambitions of materialistic people, they're killing themselves, practically, on the name of enjoyment. But then, he's asking that please, with the knowledge, you try to cut that fast, so that I'll be saved. And actually, that is the case. Because people are so ignorant. Like our other day, Mayapur Prabhu, he very enthusiastic book distributor. So even if he is going in our locals or even in auto, he always carried some books. And his enthusiasm doesn't get even less, even if he is traveling without any passenger. Because when the autos, they stop on red light, there are so many 2-3 vehicles around where he can show. So he was showing the book, sitting in the auto only, to outside people, if they want to take. So he was asking 4-5 cars, and obvious reply was like, not interested. So then, next red light signal, he again showed some other 2-3 people sitting there only. There was no reply. Next, another auto came and stood. An inside person sitting behind, he was like practically drunk, half unconscious state. So then he thought that why should I not show to him? So then he showed Bhagavad Gita to that drunkard person. And the drunkard person looked at it, took it, gave 100 rupees. He is sitting in his vehicle, he is sitting in his own vehicle. But then he was interested by seeing Bhagavad Gita. So, other devotee was asking that which one is drunk? The person who took the Bhagavad Gita or the person who rejected Bhagavad Gita? These people, they were sitting in Mercedes-Benz and then Toyota, and they were rejecting Bhagavad Gita. And here is a person sitting in auto, half drunk, unconscious. He accepted Bhagavad Gita. Happily gave donation. So we can see that people are more drunk in terms of their materialistic ambitions, materialistic desires, that they reject Krishna. That is the greatest unfortunate situation. But then this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is like cutting that knot. As he says here, Krupa Asidhori Bandhana Chediya. Who is going to cut that bandhan? We have our supreme surgeon, Srila Prabhupada, who only can do that. That's why Prabhupada said, give book and then that book will preach to him. So this is a month of marathon. So we remember Prabhupada's mercy and try to be the instrument in his hands by distributing as much Bhagavad Gita as possible to deliver such drunkard society who are going in deep dark zone. Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution Key. Srila Prabhupada Key. Srimad Bhagavatam Key.